A few hundred CMS high schoolers are learning how to save their friends from bleeding to death from a gunshot wound. Yesterday, an emergency room doctor taught them how to make and apply tourniquets made out of stuff they'd have in their backpacks. In an age of deadly school shootings, some say this is important. Others worry about the message it sends to students that they have to fend for themselves. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Harding University high school students are racing to tie a tourniquet on a headless dummy on the gym floor.
Get in, guys, get in!
They have 30 seconds, says Dr. David Calloway, a Navy vet and ER doctor. He's training students how to take stuff they might have with them, like a bandana and a stick, to make and tie a tourniquet. He says that's what he used during war.
So 15 years ago to the date, I was on the border of Iraq and Kuwait, and I was taking care of Marines who were getting shot up in a small town called Nasiriyah. This is what I was using to take care of people.
Calloway now treats trauma patients at Atrium Health. He says he's treated hundreds of victims with gunshot and stabbing wounds, and tourniquets make
all the difference. It makes a huge difference.
He says military studies show you can significantly increase the chance of someone surviving if you apply it quickly and correctly.
Right, so you're not going to cause any damage from the tourniquets.
He's lending his arm to 16-year-old sophomore Anir Padilla so he can practice using the tourniquet. Padilla asks,
when the person stops bleeding, do we take it off?
No. You leave it on. You put them on and you're done. You're done for the day.
Padilla says he's glad to learn how to do this because a school shooting could happen anytime.
Well, I try not to like think about it because you never know. Because if you think about it a lot, you're going to be scared to come to school.
In fact, last week, a bomb threat was made at the school. Padilla was in science class and didn't realize it wasn't a drill at first because he's used to these drills. But when the school security guard came around, he realized it was real, and he then texted his mom.
You know, my mom was scared because, you know, it was recently what happened in Florida. And, like, my mom kept texting me, like, every 5 seconds saying, are you okay?
The threat turned out to be just that, a threat. But Padilla says it was scary, and learning how to help injured people gives him some sense of control. He and some other students didn't seem too scared by the training. It seemed like just another drill. Some were skeptical they'd be able to put it to use during a shooting. Here is 16-year-old Zania Rosborough, followed by 15-year-old Ziana Austin.
I think it's good to help people learn, but I would be scared to present it on somebody.
This variation of school training is new for CMS. CMS and surrounding districts have long had lockdown drills to protect students from threats outside the building. Several CMS schools are now starting active shooter drills. A Northeastern University analysis shows while multiple victim shootings in general are on the rise, that's not the case in schools. There's an average of about one a year. But that doesn't take the fear away. Devin Magliozzi is a doctoral candidate in sociology at Stanford University. She studies the social impact of security strategies.
But what we do know is that school shootings are unacceptably common, but they're still statistically rare, which is part of why rigorous research is difficult. These trainings, on the other hand, are becoming ubiquitous.
Magliozzi says there needs to be more research on whether school shooting drills actually work and are worth the effort and anxiety.
I'm concerned that these drills are teaching students that they need to handle their own survival and take steps in their everyday lives to protect themselves, rather than relying on schools or government policy to keep them safe.
But to ER doc and trainer David Calloway, this is an easy step that could help people not just at a school shooting, but anywhere.
Right now, we can execute this stuff immediately without having to change public policy, without having to change laws. We can teach people to save lives while the rest of the government's figuring out what they're going to do about this problem.
This is the first group of kids being trained at Harding. The plan is to train all 1,700 students. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.